This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 16th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. A new study identifies how biofuels can help restore profitability to farms across the nation. The S&P Global Energy study released today suggests world population growth might not meet earlier targets of 15 billion. The study suggests farmer productivity will grow and that crop production will exceed current demand. Kevin Burkham, CEO of Farmers and Ranchers in Action, says modern agriculture is at a critical juncture.
Agriculture is at a crossroads. There are some people who think where we are now is just before, it's very similar to what happened in the 1980s, when 300,000 U.S. farms defaulted on the loan. It created a rural recession that lasted a generation. This report points out a path forward and shows how biofuels can help restore profitability to struggling farms, turbocharge innovation, and expand ag's capacity to feed and fuel the world using fewer resources. Biofuels did it before in terms of helping restore profitability to agriculture, and biofuels can do it again.
U.S. FRA Vice President Chip Bowling says the production and demand curves intersect with a dismal outlook for the future of farms in rural America.
The next generation will have no desire to stay on a farm growing less acres, being less profitable. And we're not promoting the use of any more acres in this report. We don't think we need any more acres. We just need to keep the acres that we're using now more productive and more profitable. And without the use of our feedstock, corn, soybeans, sorghum, for biofuels, there's nothing out there that's going to create demand that we need to stay viable.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley says the study is solid evidence for the need for congressional action on renewable fuel. That includes E15.
As a lifelong family farmer and U.S. Senator for Iowa, I welcome today's report that shows the facts that are on our side. American-made biofuels reflect American values of competition, choice, and innovation. As far as I'm concerned, E15 is an American as motherhood and apple pie.
Grassley says opposition to E15 is counter to the needs of the nation.
So I see an opportunity here to move it. But so does small refineries to get their fingers in the cookie jar to get some of the benefit from it that we never heard anything about for the last 8 years. And we never heard from the American Soybean Association that they didn't like certain things in it.
Grassley says he prefers a standalone E15 bill, but says by any means, given time restrictions, the legislation needs to move.
I think with 4 weeks in July, no weeks in August, 2 weeks in September, the month of October's off. If we don't get this on the Armed Services bill, if we don't get it on the Farm bill, if we don't get it on some appropriation bill, then you get into continuing resolutions and everybody in the Senate says we have to have a clean continuing resolution. You get a continuing resolution till Thanksgiving. You don't get appropriation bills and you move to Christmas. You don't get appropriation bills. And then you're into next year. And we've lost all opportunity.
Chip Bowling says Congress and the administration need to act to preserve income opportunities for U.S. farm and ranch families.
So for me, it needs to promote U.S. agriculture profitability, keeping family farms and all farmers in general profitable enough to pass it on to the next generation, keeping rural communities and equipment dealers. You know, we've been saying this for years, you know, what biofuels means to the agricultural community. And that's where we need to start, is promoting how we can keep agricultural viable, sustainable, and profitable.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nally.